All right. Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, July 19th, July 21st, and the City Council will come to order. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Saltzman, Leonard, Fritz,
here.
Fish,
here.
Adams,
here. Quorum is present. We shall proceed. Can you begin by reading the title of the first item on the council calendar?
Item 768, accept report on recommendations for crime prevention through environmental design.
Commissioner Amanda Fritz.
Thank you, and if Stephanie Reynolds and others who are presenting could come forward. This is a report on crime prevention through environmental design, often called SEPTED. As you will see in this presentation, this primarily affects multifamily housing that receives public money. This report is not an end-all, but shows that we are going in the right direction towards implementing common-sense approaches to designing buildings with an eye towards preventing crime through proper placement of lighting, doors, windows, screening, and defining private and public territory. This work precedes my time here on the Council. However, Stephanie Reynolds, the Crime Prevention Manager in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, has been diligently working with key staff in other bureaus on this project for some time now. This is the culmination of those efforts, and we would like the council and the public to hear the results of that work and to become more informed about things that you can do in your home to better prevent crime through environmental design. I'll turn it over to Stephanie Reynolds.
Thank you very much. Again, I'm Stephanie Reynolds. I'm the Crime Prevention Program Manager with the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. And Mayor and Commissioners, thank you so much for hearing our presentation today. We're excited to finish the work on Council Resolution 36648, which incorporates crime prevention through environmental design into multifamily housing in Portland. I have with me several co-presenters. I'm going to be doing most of the talking, actually, but I have a number of people here who are available to answer any questions that you might have about this. They're the experts in their fields, and so I wanted to have them here with me today. Right here to my left is Ross Carone from the Bureau of Development Services. Javier Mena is next at the table from the Housing Bureau. In the front row over here, we have Karen Pearson from Carlton Hart Architects. We have Craig Kelly from the Housing Development Center. And in the second row, we have John Campbell from Campbell DeLong Resources Incorporated. I also believe that Julie Livingston from Home Forward is going to be joining us momentarily. So I have a PowerPoint presentation today to take you through the process that we've used to come up with our recommendations for the implementation of this resolution. Throughout the presentation, you're going to be seeing some photographs and architectural drawings of some projects that have been put together or are about to be built here in Portland that have all taken crime prevention through environmental design into account in the design. And for that reason, we'll be much safer, more comfortable places to live because of it. We have four general sections to the presentation today. We are going to be giving you just a very brief review of the resolution because it's been a while since it passed council. We're going to talk about the instructions that we received from council at the time that it passed. We are going to discuss the process we had for the development of the recommendations and then the recommendations themselves. So, the resolution that passed back in 2008 was the result of a year of work involving a large group of stakeholders from a lot of different fields. We were led in our efforts by John Campbell of Campbell DeLong Resources, who's here again with us today and can answer any questions you might have about that process. The goal of our work was to establish SEPTED as a best practice in the design of multifamily housing in Portland. And again, this passed council in November of 2008. The work on this is really just one more chapter in a long history of collaboration between housing providers and public safety agencies here in Portland, and there are many chapters to that book. We have a long-standing collaborative relationship together. The resolution incorporated two policy strategies, and the first policy strategy is the considerably more complicated one. In Policy Strategy 1 under the resolution, we wanted to ensure that multifamily housing built or rehabbed using city funding meets certain minimum SEPTED standards. And that's where the bulk of our work has happened. Under Policy Strategy number 2, we wanted to provide developers of multifamily housing with private funding the benefit of non-binding SEPTED recommendations prior to their plan approval so that they could take that into consideration as they made their designs. So when the resolution passed council, we had some pretty specific instructions about how we should go about our work. It was very important to council at the time that we integrate our recommendations efficiently into existing city procedures. We had a lot of feedback from providers of affordable and low-income housing that it's pretty challenging to develop this kind of housing, and that they were concerned that extending the number of days or the number of meetings required would be a real burden on them. So we thought about that a lot as we moved forward with our process. They also wanted to see us integrate Policy Strategy 1 as early as possible into the design process, again, in support of trying to not extend too terribly the number of days or the number of meetings required. They wanted us to include a waiver process and finally to clarify any guidelines that were found in practice to be ambiguous in the resolution. So we brought together an implementation work group, which represented the fields that we thought had the best, the most amount of information about exactly how the resolution should be implemented. And the work group incorporated representatives from the field of affordable housing development, architecture, public or subsidized housing, funders of multifamily housing projects, and finally crime prevention. For a list of the specific people who were members of the implementation work group, you can see your packet on in Exhibit B. We started out by creating a rough draft of recommendations for the implementation of the resolution, and we discussed that initial draft with the major stakeholders that we thought would be most impacted by what we were recommending. That included PDC at the time, BHCD.
Unravel all of those.
I will do that. Thank you. That would be the Portland Development Commission, the Bureau of Housing and Community Development, and as we were going through this process, the housing section of the PDC merged with the Bureau of Housing and Community Development into the Portland Housing Bureau. So, hence, we get more letters in our alphabet soup for this presentation. Now we're working just with the Portland Housing Bureau. Finally, the Community Development Corporation community, so groups, nonprofits that create and build and sometimes maintain affordable housing, the Housing Authority, and the Bureau of Development Services. Those were the initial key stakeholders that we really felt needed to give us their blessing on the recommendations that we'd come up with. Based on their recommendations, we did do a few refinements, and then we sought feedback from a much larger group of stakeholders that included all kinds of developers, architects, people who had originally been involved in the development of the resolution. We refined the recommendations again, and here we are with our report to you at council. So I'm going to talk for a couple minutes about the recommendations, our recommendations for the implementation of Policy Strategy 1. And if you want to follow along with this, you should see Exhibit C in your packet. The first thing that we tackled for the implementation of Policy Strategy 1 was to determine what city funded meant. As you know, the resolution requires that projects that are city funded be, follow certain SEPTED guidelines. And so we needed to identify exactly which funds were we talking about when we said city funded. And you can read the list that's here on the page as well as I can read it out loud to you. But these were the specific types of city funding that we thought were appropriate to include in this. And if you have any questions about any of these, we can certainly entertain them either now or towards the end of the presentation.
Just tell me what home, HOPWA, and county home are.
Javier?
Those are federal funds that are provided the home and HOPWA to assist affordable housing. Well, the home are for various purposes, but we mainly use for affordable housing, as well as the HOPWA is mostly for AIDS afflicted residents to help in finding some residents. And what was the other?
County home.
Those are the home funds that the county manages.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions about the list before I move on? Okay. So it was also important that we, in order to meet the request that council made of us, we wanted to make sure that we integrated education about these requirements very early on into the process so that just as soon as developers started coming in to find out about whether they could obtain some city funding, that they would find out about these requirements. So what will happen is that there will be materials integrated into all existing sources of information available to those applicants. That would include the Housing Bureau website and their forms library. At every stage of the process, when a developer comes in, from the very first notice of funding availability to their application for funding to completion of construction and finally to compliance, the developers will be reminded about these requirements. And if you see Exhibit E, you'll see the materials that we would use to educate developers. We also wanted to develop a waiver process for anybody who felt like they really could not incorporate the requirements into their project. And if you look at Exhibit E3, you'll see the form that the work group developed for that. Essentially, the applicant for the funds fills out the waiver request and submits it to the Housing Bureau. And what they need to establish is that if they can't meet with one of the requirements for the SEPTED resolution, that they have to find another way to achieve the same end. So a reasonable degree of equivalency has to be demonstrated. And if it is, then the Housing Bureau may grant the waiver. Applicants for these waivers can expect a decision within 2 weeks. Finally, one of the things that we needed to look at was, is there anything in the original resolution that might be ambiguous enough to developers that they would need some further guidance? And we determined that lighting levels, it's something that it's pretty easy to be very obscure about lighting levels. You can talk about foot candles, and you can talk about lumens, and you can talk about wattage, and it doesn't necessarily mean a lot to everybody. You know, different people have different chunks of information about lighting. And it's a little too vague to simply say something like you can read a newspaper headline at a certain number of feet. And so what we're recommending is that the Housing Bureau put out an RFP to hire a lighting engineer to make some very specific, to develop a set of specifications for exactly what the lighting should be to fall under the SEPTED resolution. During the course of our development of the recommendations, we talked to a lighting engineer, and her estimate was that it would be approximately $5,000 to develop such a set of recommendations, which we thought was a pretty reasonable expenditure for that kind of clarification that it would provide to developers. And for more information about that, you can see Exhibit F in your packet. Finally, it was important that the SEPTED strategies that are incorporated into the building not just be incorporated in the first place, but that they be maintained over time. So we wanted to make sure that there was a way to do that. And what we found is that the Housing Bureau already has an asset management function. They go back on a regular basis and visit the projects that have received city funding, and they check on them to ensure compliance. And so they can easily incorporate checking on this into the process that they already have. Y'all have any questions about any of those? Okay. So let's move on to the much briefer recommendations for Policy Strategy 2. So again, Policy Strategy 2 is that private developers, those not seeking city funding, would be able to gain the benefit of this kind of education and information about SEPTED considerations for their projects as well. And so in collaboration with the Bureau of Development Services, we've put together the contents for a brochure that would be provided at the Bureau of Development Services Development Services Center in their literature racks. And as well, the brochure would be incorporated into packets for the pre-app, early assistance, and major projects processes. This would enable private developers to be able to learn that the city thinks that SEPTED is a best practice and should be incorporated into their projects as well. At the same time, it wouldn't require them to incorporate this. It's just a suggestion and the city making a statement that it's a best practice. We think that it would be a really good idea to make sure that the recommendations we've come up with are not too burdensome to the housing community. And so we're recommending that a year after this is all implemented, that the Housing Bureau do a simple survey of the people who have used the process and find out how did it go for them, would they suggest any tweaks to the process that would make it easier for them, and so forth, and then refine it if need be. That's our very brief presentation. So any questions that you might have, we can take them now.
Questions? Discussion? Anyone wish to testify on this matter?
No one else signed up.
Okay.
Do you have any other comments to add?
A very straightforward presentation, which we appreciate very much. And so this is a resolution report.
I'll ask you one question. To the extent you're suggesting that the Portland Housing Bureau retain a consultant to do this purpose, are you also encouraging the mayor to make a supplemental appropriation to cover that cost?
That's really up to the mayor.
I noticed from your list of expenditures that, or rather investments, what would trigger SEPTED, you have apparently consciously omitted a number of other programs we have which provide indirect investment. And so I take it, at least at this stage, you're satisfied that it's those instances where we have a direct investment and some control that SEPTED should apply, and you're not recommending going beyond that scope.
At least not at this point. That's exactly right. We have a direct investment. We have some control over the expenditure of those funds, and it seemed like the appropriate place to start.
Okay.
Other discussion? Entertain a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the report. Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion?
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank you all for your good work. These guidelines are very important. And I know all of us know the importance of trying to make the built environment through design a safer place for everybody. And as the commissioner overseeing the Bureau of Development Services, we are fully committed to making sure that the private sector, those that are not required to by this policy, to make sure they have the information so that they can make sure they're most informed about this and hopefully also follow the guidelines. So I think this is a great reasoned approach and a great response to the resolution we passed on this some time ago. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for your report and for your diligence in following through when the council said to do this and to come back with a report, and that's what you have done. And there's more work still to be done. I asked you about tax abatements, and I understand that we can't include tax abatements under the funding. Currently, system development charges are a form of public funding given to private developments for various reasons by various bureaus, and I'd like to see some more discussion of where we can educate and implement SEPTED principles and regulations when SDC waivers are given. But obviously, this requires more staff time, and we need to move forward carefully. So thank you to everyone, and particularly to the Portland Housing Bureau, whose staff have been extremely helpful, and the Bureau of Development Services. This truly has been inter-bureau and inter-commissioner collaboration, and I thank the commissioners in charge of those bureaus. We need to educate everybody, and indeed there's more information on the website about these principles of natural surveillance, where we have appropriate lighting and fencing and minimizing hedges that obscure views into this residences. And we need to reduce both the incidence and the fear of crime, because often those two things are not the same. And yet, if somebody doesn't feel safe in their home, then it's almost as bad as actually not being safe in their home. And so that's something that we are also working with the police department, and the mayor is instituting a new initiative to provide more collaboration between all of the public safety bureaus in the city and our community with neighbors and business owners, so that we all feel safer as well as all be safer. So thank you very much, Stephanie, for your work leading this effort. Thank you to my colleagues, and I'm very happy to vote aye.
Fish.
Well, thank you for a very concise and efficient report. And I, in recent history, have seen three benefits of SEPTED. One was in the context of a park, McCoy Park, where following some a tragic shooting and some other events, the Bureau was asked to make some modifications to enhance sight lines and lighting, common sense things which both discourage certain kinds of activity and put more eyes on a particular spot, which has proven to be effective. Second had to do with a local public high school, where because of the way the vegetation had developed and because of places where people could effectively hide and engage in illegal conduct, it made it difficult for the principal to police the campus, putting young people at risk. The SEPTEP team came in, gave this principal and the school some common sense suggestions, which included how to deal with the vegetation and trees and plants and the natural landscape and some lighting, which made a huge difference. And the third was on display at a housing development of Catholic Charities, where some of the kind of core common sense ideas of SEPTEP, like the placement of the children's play area, putting it in an area where there was maximizing all the sight lines from tenants and other people, and making sure that anyone going from their unit to the laundry room traveled a safe route, well lit, that also had lots of eyes. In other words, making sure that lots of adults and lots of people were able to monitor public places to discourage certain kinds of things from occurring. The common thread in all three was that the SEPTEP principles have a common sense component. They're not that expensive relative to the benefits to the community proper in the larger community, and they're frankly not that hard to implement. But what I also learned in the process is just how talented our whole city team is in working with community partners to actually implement SEPTEP, which is the key. And the ability to work quickly and collaboratively has been very impressive. I join with Commissioner Saltzman in continuing the commitment of the Bureau that I lead, the Portland Housing Bureau, and that Javier is such a big part of, that we'll do our part in the continuing implementation of this, and we're grateful for the work that you've done. And thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for your leadership. Aye.
Adams.
Well, I too want to thank Commissioner Fritz for her leadership and for the great staff team that continues to work to prevent calls for service to my bureau, because people have designed in a smart way and cost-effective way how to lessen their vulnerability to crime, both property crime, but also to design in a manner that helps to ensure the safety of people against any sort of person-to-person crime. So thank you for your great work. Thanks for your leadership. Aye. Approved. We are in recess for 20 minutes.
Got to acknowledge your work on this one.
That's all right. Thank you.
Good work. Yeah. Good work.